You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
On today's episode of The Salecia Show.
It's great. It is exceptionally amazing to have been a part of the show from the very beginning and gotten to step into these roles a bunch in New York and on Broadway, and then to actually truly get to step into them, especially coming out of this pandemic, and to be able to bring this show in particular across the country is amazing. And then we get to do it together, which is literally next level amazing.
The L to the Isha. Some call me Sally, others call me Seisha. If you don't like it, I'm gonna have to beat ya. Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all, YNLL. I bet you all thought that Salecia couldn't spell, but now you know, and I got to go. Hey, it's time for the Salecia Show.
Hello, and welcome back to The Salecia Show. You guys, I am so excited because my guests today, they were there on day one of my Broadway debut. So a few years ago, back in 2015, I got the cheapest ticket I could find, which was still over $100, for the back row of the balcony of the Stephen Sondheim Theater. And I sat there and I watched this show called Beautiful. And it became, before the end of the night, it became my favorite show on Broadway. And in that moment, I had no idea that I would get to join the cast, the people who I saw up there on that stage a few years later. And on that Broadway debut, two of the people who were the original cast members in the OBC, folks, we're talking like the original friggin' gangsters of Beautiful the Carol, like day one inception, y'all. They are here with me today, Sarah Shepherd and Sarah King. I am so excited to sit down with you guys. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you. We're so excited to be here.
I'm so honored to get to sit with you guys, especially on this side of the table, because what is exciting today is you guys are mounting this next leg of the tour, which is still a union tour. God bless everybody, as the leads of the show. How are you feeling? How is it going?
It's great. It is exceptionally amazing to have been a part of the show from the very beginning and gotten to step into these roles a bunch in New York and on Broadway. And then to actually truly get to step into them, especially coming out of this pandemic, and to be able to bring this show in particular across the country is amazing. And then we get to do it together, which is literally next level amazing.
Yeah. It's honestly been a dream. I think that it was amazing for both of us to get this phone call because admittedly, they both came out of midair, which was such a ridiculous dream almost. You're at home separately, me in LA, Sarah Shepherd, chef in New York, and doing our own thing, just pandemic. And then to get this call to return to a show that we helped create literally 8 years before now is just so crazy. And the fact that we in life are as close as we are, and then on stage also get to play best friends is just
a dream.
It's a dream.
I love you guys. And it's also so funny, like, obviously for the purpose of like this interview, so people know who you are, it's like Sarah Shepherd and Sarah King. But backstage in our dressing room is SK and Sheppy.
Yes, girl.
When I was a new kid, I was like, hi, Shepherd. Trying to talk like
the full last name was always the greatest. Never got it before, but I'll take it. Love it.
Like, honestly, my first impression when I first met you guys is just, my heart is so big for you guys because both of you have such big hearts and big souls and big personalities and are so likable. I know SK, when I first met you, I was like, oh my freaking gosh, this girl is so gorgeous. There's no way she's nice. There's no freaking way. And what the heck? Like, you were so welcoming, so inviting, so kind and fun. Oh my gosh. So
you're
fun.
You're so sweet. Listen, you brought the energy too. You showed up like this little ball of just smile and light. Energy and life. Just like, I'm here, everybody. How could we not love you?
Oh my gosh. And then thank you. And then Sheppy, you being our dance captain, I was like, okay, how does this work? Working with the dance captain before I make my debut. You have this talent for being a leader, for being respected by everybody while also still being everybody's friend.
That is the most rare thing that this individual holds. I've never seen anything like it before.
Thank you. Thanks. That means a lot. Thank you.
It's a really fine balance and you do it so well. And I'm wondering, so you're playing Carole King. Okay. You're not like swinging on for Carole King. You're not understanding yeah. Carole King. You are freaking Carole. Has that settled in?
Yes, I guess in a way. In some ways, though, I don't want to say it's easier, but when you're swung on or you're understudying, it feels nuts sometimes. One night go on and like you black out, you don't really remember what happened. But now it gets to be in your bones a bit. So that settles in. There has to be a little bit of a disconnect of like, you are Carole King, because that can be almost like overwhelming sometimes. You know what I mean? You're like, holy crap. And she's still alive and she's a legend. Right. Like it could spin a little bit. I always think back to Mark Bruni would always say, and I'm sure you remember this, like every night you can't remember how it ends. Like you really right. have to go on the ride. And that just helps me like stay in the moment and not get caught up in the reality of like, I'm playing Carole King because that feels nuts.
Right.
So it's just like being in the words and being in the moment as the show goes every night. Yeah.
Question for you. How will it be? Are you able to turn off your dance captain brain? Are you also dance? I imagine you're not also the dance captain on tour. You know where everybody goes.
No,
you know
no.
the answers. So what do you do when you're like, where do we go?
Are
you
she
like-
knows them all.
But, no.
You know the answers.
First of all, our dance captain is so awesome. To Edwin,
he's wonderful.
Amazing. No, it actually was pretty easy for me to off. It was nice just to have to worry about myself. But I have to say, I love... when I'm on stage, like I know everything that's going on around me, like right. at all times, like what I just from putting people into the show, like I just know what's happening. So it feels like this like full all encompassing thing. It's not just like me out there telling the story. It's like the whole world is there, which I love. So I feel really
right.
grateful.
You know, all the moving pieces.
Yeah.
Holy freaking
yeah, like,
cow.
Watching her the other night sing Natural Woman in the second act, like she's facing downstage the entire song, singing her heart out, which, oh my God, she literally leaves it on the stage every single night. It is astounding. But you know exactly what's going on in the booth. Lou Adler yep. sitting there living for the track you're laying down. It's all the stuff that as an actor, you once again, maybe facing blocked to face downstage or stage left or whatever. But yeah, you have the whole picture of what's happening behind you, which
yeah.
is really cool.
Yeah. Thanks.
So wait, what about you, SK? I feel like you originated the role of Marilyn. And so I would imagine when you hear the like first beats of when you used to sing, do you still have...
No, it's actually really funny because it's actually structured a little differently for the road, but you know, 1650 as the ensemble, as we're gearing up for the Stupid Cupid in the Clear, I feel like I still have PTSD just sitting there, oh God. When is it going to come out tonight? There's nothing to cover it
right.
up. It's just me. And of course, Sarah Elizabeth, funny enough, there's three Sarah Elizabeths on the show.
In this play.
She nails it every single night. She's
yeah.
stunning. But yeah, it's also so cool. Kate, who plays Marilyn, actually, it's really neat. They combine the role of Marilyn and Betty on the tour, which is brilliant and great. It never needed to be two separate people.
Yeah.
So it's great. So, but she just nails Pleasant Valley every yeah. single night and she looks great. And it's fun to feel like we're like the grandmas. Like we're like, yeah. come to us, our children. We've been doing this for so long. Like it's, you know what I mean? It's, we just, yes, exactly.
We're now Jeannie Klein.
Right. It's true. We just like, tell me something I don't know. Please. I challenge you.
Right. I love it so much. And I know exactly what you're saying because even I'm not in this leg of the show, but when I'm in the car and I hear like some song come on, like Poison Ivy, even on the radio out of context, I'm like, I start doing body rolls. And, like, and I'm like, what? And if I hear like certain move, I'm just like, why head. Is my... Yep.
It's in there.
Chicken neck. It's just in my body. And so I can only imagine what it is. Which was for actually, you guys.
Yeah, you saying in your body was actually so interesting because this rehearsal process was rather truncated just because a fair amount of the company are alumni in some capacity, whether they were on the last leg of tour, year one of tour. Who else is on? I think we're the only ones from Broadway. Yeah.
No.
But even
Shara.
Oh, Rashara. Yeah, Shara. Yep. Original touring and then to Broadway. That's right.
Yep.
Totally. But just to get back into the room and to say the words again off the page and the blocking for all of us, every single note, every single blocking, every single word was just there. So it was like we were stepping into our first rehearsal and it was as if we'd been having blocking rehearsal for a full week. It was just all there.
Wow.
It was so bizarre. Yeah. After years.
Totally. Yeah.
So my next question with that is, has anything changed? Is it pretty much the original blocking and spacing? Have there been tweaks? Have there been any changes to where you're like, oh, that's new?
It's pretty close.
It's pretty close.
I mean, there might be a couple things here and there because just the way that the set is either constructed for the road or this particular version, because of some of our jumps and our shorter stays, they're unable, it's not automated. So for Shep and I coming in, we were like, wait a minute. We have to laugh the piano and push the couch on. But it moves
so beautifully.
It looks great. It's so seamless. I was shocked, honestly. I'm like, oh boy, what is this gonna be? But it's
stunning. Yeah, it looks seamless.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I know, like, Bruni's really good at making those transitions. Like, on the Broadway.
She makes
those transitions so beautiful and so smooth. How is he? Has he been around to help mount it at all?
Yeah, well, he is working on Trevor. We had David Rotura come and set the show with Joyce Chittick. And then Mark was able to come, though, to a run-through before we came to Chicago, which was so awesome because we just got to hear his feedback. And he was so thrilled and excited.
So thrilled and excited. Genuinely, I think he cried at least 5 or 6 times and admitted that he did.
No.
But it was, swear to gosh,
swear.
And it was just the coolest, because I think he's also probably going down memory lane a bit. This thing that we created in San Francisco and then recreated again once we got to New York, this magical thing that we all built together, he's back in the room. And I think that even happened for Shep and I as well, coming back to the script after years. It was like, man, Doug McGrath really laid it down and the transitions sound great and Jason Holland's arrangements sound amazing. It's just everything works and it's actually just a good show.
I know it's
like feeling biased, but it's actually just a really good show.
I obviously feel that same way. I love the show. I loved it every freaking day that I was in it. People were like, Salisha, are you like, I would bow next to Douglas Lyons and be like, oh, somebody text him and be like, get on Salisha's show. Hello. Do you remember the little people?
He would do it.
I know. And I just ran into Douglas. You guys know, like, this for the listeners, the writer of Beautiful, the Carole King musical. I just ran into him on the street. I was like, oh, hi. He was like, oh my goodness. It was really great to see him. And I also ran into Ryan Farnsworth on the train, who will be playing Barry.
My love.
Just wait. You guys are not ready for them. They're so good. I'm like, you met
at day one.
Day one. And I'm not kidding you. Like, the chemistry, it's just so wonderful.
Are
and
you
so
kidding
sweet
me?
And funny. You're not ready.
This is real talk right now. Like, I know we're doing a very professional interview. But okay, so Ryan Farnsworth and I mounted the first national tour. I think he started off as a swing. And oh my goodness, when I think we became family, that's what happens when you're on the road.
He's such a goober. He's honestly such a lot. I think what's really great about also this particular production, I've heard whisperings of other incarnations of legs of this tour, but there's zero ego. Like, zero ego across the board, which is just makes it so delightful. Yeah. There's room for play. People aren't stuck in there. If you don't shake my hand with the left hand every time, then my show is ruined. And playing off Ryan has been so fun because he's dweebus. I don't even know what to do with it. He shows up with a different you know, dad t-shirt every day.
With some crazy saying on
with
it.
With whatever. He's working on a spreadsheet, what? And it's so charming. And yeah. He's such a little turkey. And we're having so much fun. He's just turkey. Such a goof.
That is.
He's a turkey. Yeah. But I love it. He's the best. I mean.
We were staying at some hotel on the road. I think a nice hotel in this one particular city. And he went into Ben Fankhauser's room, who was at the time playing Barry Mann, and moved all of the things in the minibar, the sensors.
He just charged up his bill by moving them?
Yes! Okay. So when you say he's a turkey, I'm like, I know he is.
What? That's so savage.
It's such a savage move.
So savage. And Ben was like, and he was laughing. So I'm like, oh, Ryan, I know he's going to be a goob in this role. And
the
I just,
antics.
The antics. Antics.
That's so epic.
That is epic. I'd be like, give me that $200. Yeah. I'll literally.
No, Ben was able to fight it. And it's just, I have so much love for him as well as for you guys. And I want to ask you just a couple more things because we're going to have to wrap up here soon. I know that you guys are in the middle of.
We just opened
on Tuesday.
Oh my gosh.
Girl,
oh,
is
you're
this
open.
A- fast.
We opened.
Fast. Wild. 2 weeks in New York, 1 week of tech.
Yeah.
Opened on Tuesday. The girl's going. She's off and running.
Yeah.
One week of tech. Oh
well,
my
think
gosh.
About it. Everything's been written. All the cues are written. So it actually was
the
pretty
are written,
fast.
The yeah, it's we're not creating anything new. It's let's just make
like
it work
it.
For this face and this body and whatever. But yeah.
Okay. And I can wrap my head around that because like for my Broadway debut, they gave me 2 days and it sounds like that's crazy, but coming straight from the tour, you're able to make that transition. So I do understand.
Quicker.
But I know that. So as leads, you guys are playing Cynthia Weil, Sarah King, and Carol King. All the Kings. Carol King, Sarah Shepherd. Right. My brain. And at your leaders in the show, your leaders off stage because you came from the Broadway. Not just the Broadway cast, but the original Broadway cast. Do you guys feel a sense of relief or do you feel a sense of like duty when it comes to being off the stage, like in terms of being able to relax or go out after the show? Do you think that you'll be able to relax because you know it? Or do you think that because you're in the lead roles, you need to double down? Like, how do you feel?
I honestly think that obviously Shep's responsibility as Carole King, just the song list alone. How many songs do you sing in the show? 13 or something? 11?
Something like
it's
that.
It's something wild, right? Cynthia sings 4 songs. She comes out and belts her little ditty and then moves on with her life. You know what I mean? The songs are wonderful and great, but Shep is really vocally carrying the show. It's wild. But what I think is so awesome is these roles are so in our bodies. And I think what was nice about the rehearsal process, specifically just speaking about getting back into these roles and actually taking them as our own, is David Retora really, he asked some cool questions and just really, it's easy to get locked into the way the Broadway was done or how we played it when we you know, stepped in on Broadway. But he really asked these questions that kind of, I think for me, for you, but just a different, hey, think about it this way, where I might not have gotten that session with Mark Bruni. So I think because the roles themselves are so in our bodies, we are able to step off stage with we're more relaxed and we're both so easygoing human beings. Like we're not super high strung about anything really. We've giggled our way through the entire rehearsal process. Yeah. Like I feel like the whole company is viewed as like Tweedledee Tweedledum, not in a stupid way, but just the sisters who are always just giggling and screwing around, but like very present while we're on stage and very present in the scenes. And I think our real life friendship obviously plays really well on stage. Like the couch scene in the second act is just literally girl talk.
Oh my
God. We do this.
I look forward to it every night.
Yeah.
Like, see you on the couch, girl.
Yeah. But it has felt really nice to be leaders of a company of all brand new people to us. I'm sure you've experienced the same of people just saying, oh my gosh, it's so nice. It's like such a breath of fresh air. Y'all are so like open and welcoming and smiley and happy and joyful. It's just like nice to feel like we are our natural state of relaxation and openness is setting the tone for the road, you know?
I just talked so much. No, that was great. I second everything. And I just think even in terms of going out, it'll be like a day-to-day thing. Yeah, There's no pressure.
We might not hit it hard on a Friday night before a 4-show weekend or 5-show weekend, but right. Also we'll go have a drink or two because it's life. It'll be there. Yeah. It's all there.
Yeah, totally.
There. You guys, I'm so excited for you. Like, seriously. And after this freaking long pandemic, like, you guys deserve this.
Thanks, Mama. Yeah, and you in your new show, OBC. Baby girl, get that love. How's it going?
It's good. I'm literally on my lunch break. We have 20 minutes left before we're back at rehearsals. And you guys, I'm swinging. I've never swung in my life. I'm like, who am I today? Who am I in this hour? Who's at a fitting? Okay, I'm stepping in. All right. I'm Little Mermaid. I ain't got no lines because I ain't got a voice. I'm like, I don't know.
Oh my God, right.
All the things.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
The music is fierce and I'm excited for that, but I am so excited for you guys and so proud of you. And
this is amazing. Congratulations. Like it's also so amazing. So many beautiful OGs and people who were in the Broadway Company of Beautiful are just like off slaying it all over the place.
A lot of talented people in one place across the board. If I just had friends from Beautiful, they're all doing so many different things.
Yeah. I mean, essentially ensemble. It's an ensemble of principles, really. Everyone has their song, their scenes, their whatever. And everyone has stepped out and continued to do that kind of work. It's amazing. It's so impressive. True. Yeah.
My last thought is you guys were saying like everyone is approaching the Carole King musical tour with no ego. And you're able to like really put something beautiful together because of that. And I just want to applaud you guys because I know that also starts with you. Obviously it begins with the creative team, but then also who the leads are and what's in your heart and what your spirit brings to the table sets the tone for the cast. And so I feel like the group that you've got, they are very blessed to have you both. I know what it feels like to be under you guys' wing and man.
Thank you.
You're the best.
You really know how to take care of others. So
you're so sweet.
I know.
We love you. We love you so much.
I love you guys. I love you guys.
Thank you for swimming
on the Salisha show. I love you both. And I can't wait to see you.
Let us see your ring. Let us see your ring. Let us see your ring.
I didn't know. What?
Hello? Where have you been?
I'm not on social media. Oh my God.
I'm going to end this interview. I love you guys.
Okay.
That wraps another episode. Thanks for listening to The Salisha Show. See you next week, and don't be shy. If you love the show, please tell me why. Please rate, subscribe, and leave a review. Go one step further, tell a friend or two. Check out my site if you think it was the bomb. Pay a visit to SalishaThomas.com. One last thing before I relax. Shout out Josh Carey, and thanks, PodMax.
I'm out.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.